بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، ثم الحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته، ثم الصلاة والسلام على نبيه صفيه وخيرته. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. وقال تبارك وتعالى: وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك، قال معاذ الله، إنه ربي أحسن مثواي، إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. وقال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب ولا سورة. متفق عليه. وقال في مقام آخر: إذا فاتك الحياء فاصنع ما شئت. أو كما قال سيدنا وحبيبنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه: مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected ulama-i kiram, respected elders, beloved brothers, one of the miracles of the Quranic Kareem that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and graced us with is that Quran fits every era, every generation, every society aptly, hand in glove. Quran is so amazing, it fits every time. Quran is so amazing that every fitna in different times, it will create and show us a solution to that problem. Sometimes you and I, Allah forgive us, because of our lack or weak understanding of Quran, sometimes because of our weak iman, we become overwhelmed by fitan. We become overwhelmed by the challenges and the evils in society. Sometimes we find that, ya Allah, what are we going to do? So many times you'll find a Muslim feels, what am I going to do? How are we going to manage? Correctly, when it is a fikr behind it to say, ya Rab, what do we do to save ourselves? But at the same time, we should always realize that we have Allah on our side who's ghalib, therefore we will not be maghloob. We have Allah on our side who overpowers everything, therefore we will not be overpowered. This ayah that I've recited to you, probably many times we've heard it. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O people of iman. Ulama say when Allah addresses us with the title, O people of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, this is the taqaza of your iman. This is the demand of your iman. When a man talks to his staff and he say, can all my staff members please report to the boardroom? Then that means this message is now because you are a staff member. A customer is not going to come to the boardroom. The customer won't be addressed. Because you are a staff member, this notice is for you. So, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu is telling us, O people of iman, this message is for you from Allah who gave you iman. Now listen, your iman, this is the taqaza in the demand of your iman that you fulfill this. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and save your family from the fire of Jahannam. Save yourself and save your family from the fire of Jahannam. That means there will be certain things, your destination. Every one of us sitting in this masjid, everyone sitting here, Allah give me tawfiq to understand, Allah give you tawfiq to understand. We got one destination. And our destination is Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah make me and you reach there with our families, with afiyat inshallah. That is where we need to head to. However, on the way there will be certain off-ramps that are the wrong off-ramp. And we must make sure we don't take that off-ramp. Because that off-ramp will lead us to the fire of Jahannam. And we must make sure we navigate and direct our children to Jannat. This is our taqaza. One day somebody asked an alim, Mawlana, how much effort must I make on my children to save their iman? How much effort must I make? I tell them, they don't listen. What must I do? How many times we say this? I told him, Masri, namaz is not listening. How many times must I wake him up? I told him once, twice, thrice. I tell my daughter, you have to dress with haya and shame and modesty. You can't behave and dress like this. I tell my child about his phone. I warn him, now it's up to him. So this alim said, this ayat told us to what extent we must make effort. This ayat told us, if there's a fire, a blaze, Allah save us, Allah keep our properties with afiyat. If there's a blazing fire spreading, we say it's spreading like wildfire. Because wildfire spreads rapidly, sometimes at an uncontrollable pace. And there's a rapid fire, and you heard about it. And you just entered the house and your child is sitting there playing with his phone. So what you say, better, there's a fire, ma. Listen, please, my child, there's a fire. You can't do that. Now put your phone away. Now listen to me, please. But now you're not listening. Now I'm going. Now you decide what you want to do. We do that? No. There's a fikr. There's a concern. There's a worry. There's a restlessness. My child, wake up. For Allah's sake, shake up. There's a fire on the street. Look at the neighbor's house, it's blazing already. Wake up, come out, get out of here. Shake up, grab him, pick him up and wake him up. That's what we do. Because we realize the harm of the fire. The fire of Jahannam is 70 times more intense in heat than the fire of this dunya. Allah made this fire burn 1,000 years, it turned one color. Another 1,000 years, it turned another color. Another 1,000 years, now it's like a dark black night. How are we still being calm and saying, better save yourself from Jahannam? Come now, my son, wake up, realize Jahannam is there, it's real. So one of the things that will harm our children, and Allah Ta'ala in this ayat said, قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. Save yourself and your children and your family from the fire of Jahannam. Now one of the things that can cause havoc in our life, one of the things that can create a Jahannam in our homes, is the cell phone. According to one of the senior ulama of this area, Abdul Haq Maqdasab, he says the cell phone, if not controlled, can become a hell phone. I tell the youngsters when we talk to them, I said, you either be wise with your phone or your phone will make you otherwise. You either wise with your phone will make you otherwise. See, beloved brothers, understand, there are other fitan and evils in society. Drugs is there, music is there, rave clubs are there, but you got to make an effort and leave your house to get it. If a youngster wants drugs, Allah save our children, my child and your child and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. But if somebody wants to go get, he'll have to find a merchant. He'll have to find a dealer. He'll have to smuggle it. For a child to go to a rave club, whether it's Allah save my daughter, your daughter and all our children, they will have to leave the house to go there. Music you won't generally find in a good Muslim home. If you ask a good Muslim home, you got a TV, they say, no, we only got the screen for surveillance. And some homes, mashallah, one level higher in taqwa, they say, alhamdulillah, my Abba said, even for surveillance, we shouldn't have a screen in our homes. But when the phone came into our homes, forgive me, it has broken all barriers. It broke all boundaries. It walked into our front door, uncontrolled, unsupervised. It entered our child's lives without our permission. And it has caused havoc in the lives of that. Now, I told you one ayat, we have to save ourselves and our children. You and I as parents can't think it won't happen to me because I'm a father. It can't happen to me because people regard me as an alim. It can't happen to me because I'm Hafizul Quran. It can't happen to me because I'm a husband. It can't happen to my wife because she's parda nashin. Mashallah, she's in niqab. Anybody and everybody can get caught. Illa bi idhnillah, except with the permission and the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to this harm, you and I have to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah protect me. Qu anfusakum, save yourself and your children from the fire of Jahannam. So we have to save ourselves and we have to save them. Now, drugs, I told you, I'm not saying drugs is not a problem in society. But this fitna, this addiction has overtaken drugs. One alim, senior alim of this area, I met him, took his du'as. He told me, he said, Mawlana, a good friend of mine from a good Muslim home. He told me, Allah's Qasam, I won't give my child, my daughter a phone. After 1 week, he picked up the phone. He said, no, I take my Qasam back. She made a plan, she organized the phone. Once, sometimes what happens, we make a mistake. We make a mistake. And we say, you know what, my daughter, alhamdulillah, she don't go out, she don't have friends, she goes madrasa, she comes home. You know what, I can give her a phone. Now when we give our children a phone, then they're not connecting locally because we're not giving them the chance, but they're connecting globally. They're not connecting and interacting with people locally, but they're connecting globally. So I'm not, whether you must give or you mustn't give, that's your prerogative. But I'm saying let certain things we have to have in place. Now this phone, when haram happens with it, and to what extent, forgive me for mentioning these things, but brothers, it's a reality that has overpowered us, that has enveloped our society. 84.4% of young boys between the age of 14 and 18 are watching haram, beisharam, immodest things on their phone. 84% in real life means, sometimes we say 84%, we hear a lot of stats. 84% in real life means, out of every 100 boys between the age of 14 and 18, only 16 are not watching, the rest 84 are watching. That's what 84% means in real life. 57% means of girls between the age of 14 and 18 are watching haram, immodest, inappropriate things on their phone. That means more than one out of every two girls are watching. They say from the age of 10 and 11, some children are exposed to this haram. We have to open our eyes and realize we're facing a big challenge. One place we had a program related to this. One brother came to me, whispered to me, he said, "Maulana, make dua for me and inshallah you can help me. I'm a grandfather, I got this problem." That's why I said this ayat applies to us. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. While Ali very beautifully said, when you look at your phone, and your phone stares you in the eye, and sometimes haram might entice you, or immodest, inappropriate, beisharam things might entice you, or might be appealing to you, or might attract you, then you must think about the incident of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was there, and at that time Zulaykha didn't accept Islam yet, when she tried to entice him and she tried to make a move towards him, at that time she locked the door. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Many, now I told you Quran is so beautiful. Quran applies to my life and your life. Let's put that incident into our life. Sometimes a man may be sitting in his office, you lock your door. Now it's my office. Sometimes a child might be in the home, he thinks my parents are gone out shopping, lock the door, I'm alone at home. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. So the doors are locked, I'm alone in my office. My secretary don't have access, and my wife don't have access, and nobody has access. At that time, mine and your reaction and approach must be the approach of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah mentioned that incident to warn us because the fitna will come and this will be the solution. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ. Come, make a move. Press, tap, check. Punch in this, search this. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. At that time we must say, no Allah, you protect me. Allah, you make my hifazat. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. My Rabb has favored me so much. Sit back and think, how much didn't Allah give us? My young brothers, think, how much didn't my Allah give me and you? At that time, Allah consciousness. I was telling some youngsters today, I said many times as parents, we are always encouraging our children to study hard. Whether it's in school or madrasa, we tell them, work hard. Get an A in your work. Get an A. I want you to get a very good mark. You must pass with exemption. We must teach our children, there's one very important A in your life you have to get. The most important A in your life you have to work towards. And normally in academics, in school, in education, in madrasa, wherever it may be, every child has a certain level of understanding. Shame, some children, no matter how hard they work, but their level of understanding probably could end there. To get an A is almost impossible. My one senior alim, he was like a murabbi to me. We used to teach together. Hazrat Mufti Ayyub Sahab, rahmatullah alayh. It's off the topic. But he said, Allah made taqseem of understanding, like how Allah made taqseem of rizq. Some people have more and some people have less. So like that ilm also, some people have more and some people have less. We must accept it. If that's their level, that's their level, but we can motivate them. But this one, no matter how academically a child might be inclined or not, no matter how intelligent a child may be or not, every child can achieve this A. And if he gets this A, inshallah, thumma inshallah, he'll pass every test of life. And that A is Allah awareness. The A of Allah awareness. We must teach our children the A of Allah awareness. My child, get this A in your life. If you got this A, you'll pass every test of dunya, qabr and akhirat. And the day you meet Allah, you will get your book of deeds in your right hand. That will be the everlasting success of your life. So this A we're not implementing in our children. We make one mistake sometimes as parents. We sometimes tend to make this mistake. Many times we tell our children that, my child, I'm watching you. As a father, we tell him, I'm watching you. Sometimes the ustad tells the student, I'm watching you. Don't make mischief. Don't be a mastan. Don't be naughty, I'm watching you. It's correct. But when we're not watching them, then they think this is now license. We must change this a bit. We must correct it. We must edit it. We must tell them, I'm watching you, my child. But more important than that, my child, Allah is watching you. From a very young age, if you choose to give your child a phone or not, I'm not making that decision. I'm not deciding for you. That's your prerogative. But I'm saying, most important, we have to teach our children, my child, Allah is watching you. And we have to implement that Allah consciousness in our life. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he not know that Allah is watching him? Now from a young age, if we taught our children, my child, Allah is watching you. My child, Allah is watching you. Tomorrow when he will want to commit haram, inshallah, even if I'm not at home, it will remind him and it will ring a bell in his mind that Allah is watching you. I'm not there, but Allah is there. Whether the child is in class or the child is at home, whether the child is with his friends or the child is in the masjid, whether the child is in the mall or the child is in the street, if we can implement in our children, Allah is watching you, we've solved many problems in their life. That's like a life-saving jacket to carry them through, to sail through the storms of fitna till the day they pass away. So this A for Allah awareness is one of the fundamental cures to abuse on the phone. If I can implement that in my life, I will not commit haram tomorrow with my phone when my wife is not watching me. And if I can implement that into my wife's life, then inshallah my wife won't commit haram when I'm at work. I'll know Allah is with me and Allah is watching me, and my wife will also know Allah is watching her, and my children will also know Allah is watching them. So wherever we are, we implement this great quality of Allah is watching you. Otherwise this thing can wreak havoc in our lives. And if ask those ulama who are dealing with cases, social cases, they'll tell you, no home is immune to this. No home can say, this won't happen to me. If this Allah forbid, if we don't have Allah's protection, and we and our children don't have Allah awareness, and our families don't have that, what can happen? This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we mentioned, again, the beauty of the kalam of our beloved Habib Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so amazing, it will apply to every person's life. And this hadith sometimes scares me. The hadith, Allah make it such that it opens our eyes before our eyes close. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. When you lose your modesty, Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do what you want. When you lose your modesty, Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do what you want. That means nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop you if your haya can't stop you. إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْحَيَاءَ قُرِنَا جَمِيعًا. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, iman and haya move together. You know, sometimes you get business partners, they always move together. They go for umrah together. They fly for business trips together. Weekends they together. Whenever you see the one, you'll see the other one. Sometimes they come masjid also together. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْحَيَاءَ قُرِنَا جَمِيعًا. Iman and haya move together like the best of friends. إِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخِرِ When a person's haya will go, his iman will go. The disbelievers understood. They wanted to attack our iman. And they knew they can't attack our iman directly. So they said, let's look at the next important, most important thing that we can attack. And they attacked our haya. Because they knew the attack on our haya will be the attack on our iman. So Nabi said, let me explain this hadith to you in a real life situation. Allah make my hifazat, Allah make your hifazat. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ Imagine a man is traveling in his car. MashaAllah, Allah gave you a good car, Allah give you good usage, you use it for deen. You got a beautiful X5 BMW, and you're on the highway. And now you're driving because you're rushing somewhere. Maybe on a lighter note, you forgot to buy milk and bread, your wife told you, and she told you visitors are coming. And now you're parishan. And now you're worried. And now you realize, you know, when she gets cross, what can happen to you? But anyway, so you're rushing. 140, 160, 180, 200, 210. Sometimes some people are, I don't know, I won't say foolish, but some people become so bold at 210, they want to still snap a picture. And they want to send it to their family, check, I clocked it. That's dangerous, brothers, but off the topic. So anyway, at 210, if this man on the bend has to hit the oil patch, if that man on the bend has to hit the oil patch, and there's a truck in front of him and his brakes fail, can you imagine what will happen? The destruction it will cause. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like that when your brakes of iman and haya fail, do what you want. You can't imagine what will happen to that car. You can't imagine what will happen to that person. You can't imagine when the brakes of haya fail in a person's life, what will happen to a person. When a man looks at bay haya on his phone, this clouds his mind. This clouds his mind, he can't think. His brakes of iman fail. When you connect to haram on your phone, you disconnect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you connect with haya, with bay haya on your phone, you disconnect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So can you imagine the destruction? That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say don't make zina. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ Allah said don't go near it. Because the closer you get to it, the more slippery the road gets. Somebody walks fast on this carpet, maybe sometimes the children run on this carpet, he won't fall because the carpet is not slippery. But let the floor outside the tiles you're walking, even if it's slippery and you're not running, you might slip. So the closer you get to zina, the more slippery the road gets. That's why Allah Pak said, stay away. Stay far from it. Don't go near it. You might slip and you might damage your head. You might damage your iman. You might damage your haya. Be very, very careful. So this hadith, Rasulullah SAW, is an apt warning. We're a person who is addicted to his phone, to a person that might be addicted to haram. Let's look at another hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Nabi SAW said, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب ولا سورة. Allah's Habib SAW said that the malaika don't enter that home in which there might be a dog or there are pictures of animate objects. The malaika of rahmat of Allah Ta'ala won't enter that home in which there is any dog or there is pictures of animate objects. Now imagine, beloved brothers, if one youngster is sitting in his room and he's connected to the unkept Wi-Fi or he's connected to the extra gigs of data for the night owl and he's watching for 1, 2, 3 hours, the malaika of rahmah pull away. Allah's rahmat is away from that home. Now can you imagine what will happen in such a place? When Allah's rahmat and Allah's barakat is not there, what can you have in such a home? So Allah, imagine, so the extra gigs of data for the night owl, when they advertise it, they say so many gigs for free. It's not for free. The extra gigs of data for the night owl are not for free. And the unkept Wi-Fi is not for free. You say, but mom, I'm not paying for it. It's at the cost of our iman. It's at the cost of our haya. They gave it to you at night for a reason. Because at night, people are more prone to guna than the day. 1400 years ago, Allah's Habib Sassam taught us, read Surah Falaq and Surah Nas before you go sleep. Read, our old people used to tell us, read your quls. In Surah Al-Falaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبُ. O Allah, I seek your refuge and protection from the darkness of the night when it envelopes the horizon. O Allah, I seek your protection from the darkness of the night when it envelopes the horizon. Now that time Mufassirin used to say, at that time you get certain animals that come out at night, thieves come out at night, but nowadays in South Africa they rob you in broad daylight. But what it means, 1400 years ago, Allah warned us that there'll be such a fitna in your life that will come when the darkness of the night will envelop the horizon. That's the time when they give you extra gigs for the night owl. So there's a fitna that will attack your iman. There's a fitna that will attack your haya. There's a fitna that will attack your children. So be careful, be wary. There's extra gigs. Sometimes people say, no, that's the time, now we use it. But what are you using it for? One youngster, when one of our programs, he came to talk to me, he was watching for 3 hours. He was watching a certain person, certain talk of a certain person. Only after 2 hours he realized this man has incorrect beliefs. Can you imagine how he must have contaminated the iman of the child? So that extra gigs of data is very, very dangerous. We must inculcate certain things in our home, beloved brothers, before it's too late. Allah always inspire our ulama to find solutions in deen for all the fitnas that we will face till the day of Qiyamah. So one of the things I told you, we must always be wary and create that Allah awareness in our lives. Again, I'm saying, whether you want to or you don't want to give your child a phone, that's your prerogative. But don't give your child a phone without teaching them the harms of it. Don't give your child a phone without creating Allah awareness in him. It's like you're throwing your child in the deep end and you're saying, my child, go try and swim, see what you can do. You never taught him to swim, you never gave him a life jacket. You said, no shame, you're sitting at home all day, go swim a little bit. You never warned him, you never taught him about Allah consciousness, you never taught him about Allah awareness, you never taught him to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just gave him a phone and said, no shame, you're alone at home, you need something to keep you busy. It's equal and tantamount to taking your child and saying, my child, you got no friends, I don't allow you out. Go, let me throw you in the deep end, go swim. Have fun. Shame, you deserve a little bit of fun in your life. So out there you lose your child's life, here we might lose our child's iman. Out there we might lose our child's life, here we might lose our child's iman. So we have to be careful and cautious. We have to keep on ta'lim in the home. Is in today's time, Hazrat Muhammad Ibrahim Sahib said, make ta'lim in your home, it will fortify your children from the fitna outside the home. What we do immediately when we find it's raining and the house is leaking, we call the painter, we say, no, go check where's the leaks. Go fix it. It's leaking, all the water's coming into the house. So when we have ta'lim in our home, we are actually closing up all the leaks. We are fixing the leaks in our home so no fitna comes in. Our children's iman will become stronger. And the last thing that I want to highlight, there's one very, very powerful tool Allah has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu qad ja'atkum maw'idhatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. Allah said, an amazing admonishment has come to you from your Rabb. We always, when somebody is sick, we make a Yasin khatam, Quran khatam. Allah make us maaf, forgive me if I'm saying anything wrong or I hurt anybody's feelings. We have confined the tilawat of Quran to people's physical illnesses. We have confined Quran tilawat to people's physical illness. Somebody is sick in the house, let's read Quran. Let's make a Quran khatam. Mubarak, please, I beg you, carry on doing it. But Quran is also a solution and a shifa for the sicknesses of the heart. We have to bring Quran tilawat in our homes. Please, I beg you, 1 month since Eid has passed. 1 month since Ramadan is bid us farewell. Let's see, where are we in Quran tilawat? Did I pack my Quran away? How much Quran Sharif did I read? The behayai of the phone and tilawat of Quran don't go together. Sit as a family and read Quran. Sit as a family and read Quran. Make a point of reading Quran every day of our lives. Quran tilawat will take away the craving in their hearts. If it doesn't take away the craving in their heart, at least the bare minimum, which is one of the best things, Quran tilawat will make them overpower the craving of their heart. Quran tilawat will help them overpower the fitna of their heart. Quran tilawat is like that rain jacket that will save them from the storm of fitna facing them. So make our children read Quran every day. Make a ma'amul. We will have ta'aleem in our home and we will have tilawat of Quran in our home. This was what Allah encouraged Ummahatul Mu'mineen. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tilawat of Quran ta'aleem must happen in your homes. It's in the 22nd para of the Quran. Read Quran and make ta'aleem. Start it every day that we'll have ta'aleem with our children. Then you'll see the muhabbat. That home won't be a hell. That home won't be a place of jahannam. That home won't be a place of havoc. That home won't be a place of fighting and disputes and arguments. That home won't be a home of vulgarity. That home won't be a home of immodesty and bihayai. That home will become a garden of jannat. That home will become a place of muhabbat. That home will become a place of ibadat. That home will be a home where Allah's rahmat will descend. That home will be a home where Allah will protect it from fitan. That home will become a home where Allah will make the people's hearts bond. We all want muhabbat in our homes. We all want our child must look at us with love. We all want that our children must be united. Barakati will come because of this bihayai. And barakat will come because of tilawat of Quran. And when we will make ibadat together, forgive me if I said anything wrong. Allah increase our iman. Allah save me, Allah save you. Allah save our children and families from fitan. Till the day of Qiyamah, Allah save our progeny. Allah make our iman strong. Are we united in Allah's house? May Allah make us unite under the shade of Allah's mercy on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah always protect us. Make dua every day. Like how we make dua for the barakat of our business. And our business must grow. And we make dua, Allah, the deal must come through. Make dua, Allah, make hifazat of our children as well. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.